I'm going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians 13, and pretty much everybody knows that. If I give everything I own to the poor, and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I do not love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I am bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for yourself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have a swelled head. Love doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle. Doesn't keep score of sins of others. Doesn't revel when others grovel. Takes pleasure in flowering of the truth. Puts up with anything. Lord, that scares me. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. That is love. That's a lot to feel, isn't it, sometimes? It's like, whew, I don't know if I can do that. But has anyone ever seen the movie 50 First Dates? That's a pretty good movie. I saw it and it cracks me up every time. But it's, if you haven't seen it, it's about this woman who, she wakes up every day and she forgets the day before. She doesn't remember what happened. So each day she begins a new day with no anger, no regret, no bitterness, nothing from the day before. Whew, that would be awesome sometimes, right? Not to forget who you are, but to forget everything that was done to you. And that's what I think that Christ wants the Christians to be. In fact, I know it's exactly what the Bible teaches us to do, but we know how difficult that can be, right? Have you ever heard someone say, and this is what led to this message, is, oh, I can forgive you, but I can't forget what you did to me. Have you ever said that? I mean, I'm guilty of it. I've said, oh, I can forgive, that's easy, but I'm not going to forget. But as humans, we are prone to forget about the good things and remember the bad things, especially those who are closest to us because they have the greatest capacity to hurt us, correct? In this passage, it clearly states that we're not to keep any records of wrong. How difficult is that? That's pretty dang difficult. But God, you don't know what that person has done to me. You don't know what she's done to me over the course of my life. You don't know what she did to me yesterday. You don't know what my father has done to me. Yes, he does. Absolutely, 100%. He knows exactly what that person's done to me, to you, or whomever. We don't have an excuse. Because if we've really had a genuine love experience with Christ, we have no excuse because we have been changed by his love. And we love through his eyes. And so I got to thinking, how do we develop a short-term memory when it comes to those things? The first thing we got to do, and y'all may disagree with me, we have to realize that time does not heal wounds. Everybody got quiet, I understand, but it doesn't. You know, it's true because many, many, many years can go by and you may still have anger, bitterness, whatever it is. Sometimes time does not sort out wounds that need to be healed. It doesn't forgive because time passes. That's something we have to do. Only God can heal our wounds, whether it's emotional, physical, psychological, it doesn't matter. Only he can do it. Now, counseling is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. People come to counseling, me for counseling. They seek out counseling, and that is wonderful. But that is a tool to help you. But you need God's help to heal the past and hurts and those ignored things that we try to push aside. It takes God sometimes to help us, most times. Counseling is a tool, and believe me, it works. But God, in the end, he's the one that you need to go to, because he can change those circumstances. He can change that person. He can change your attitude. It's not just a mental exercise. It's a healing process that God can transform. So if you're here this morning and you have made the choice that you are not going to forgive somebody, or you're not going to get past something, I'm going to challenge you with this. God doesn't ask us to forgive when we're ready. He asks us to forgive because we have been forgiven. And only God can help you with those records wrong. You have to make a choice. It is a daily choice. Sometimes it's minute by minute, second by second, to forgive. It's a daily process. I don't like it. I don't want to forgive sometimes, but I gotta. God wants to help you do that this morning. He wants to allow you, he wants to help you to forgive those folks or forget that happened. 2 Corinthians, Paul says, the God of all comfort, he wants to comfort us this morning. He wants to help us love others the way that he loves. But it starts here because we have been forgiven, right? You know, if we're ever to implement this facet of love, it begins for forgiveness and our ability to do so without regard to personal pain. So what? You're telling me that not only do I have to forgive, but it's going to hurt? Uh-huh. That's what I'm telling you. It's going to hurt. But Paul said to the church in Ephesus, he says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. That's crazy, right? And it's easier said than done. Sometimes I can't do that. Sometimes it takes minute by minute, day by day, second by second. Sometimes I can say, you know what, I forgive Deb for saying whatever it was she said about me. And I may go 3 or 4 minutes. I'm ticked again. But we don't always put that into practice, letting the sun go down on our anger or not going down on our anger or whatever. Sometimes we don't put that into practice. But imagine Jesus and what his reaction to Peter would have been after he saw him after the crucifixion. So here's Peter, and he's abandoned him. Not once, but twice, but he's denied him once, but twice, but three times. He's ran away, he's hid, and all that good stuff. And so just imagine Jesus walking into that room, and he's excited to see everybody. Hey, Tam. Hey, Robbie. Hey, Deb. Oh, Peter. And what if he says, you know what? I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget that you denied me three times, that you ran away from me, that you didn't have my back. And if it were me, I'd just poke him in the eye for good measure. You know, but it's not me, thank goodness. Jesus would never, never, ever, ever do that, would he? No. It's amazing the ability that Jesus had to just let things go. Regardless of what happened to him, the hurt, the pain, it was so uncharacteristic because he forgave. He just forgave and forgot. Because, see, he had a bigger plan. And that's what we should do, is we have a bigger, much bigger plan than somebody talking about me. In love, we forgive, and in humility, we forget. It's because what Jesus demonstrated us through to us through salvation. Psalms 103 says, as far as the east is from the west, as far as he removed our transgressions from us. The east has no end. The west has no end. It keeps going and going and going and going. And forgiveness should be going and going and going and going. The whole 70 times 7 thing, he took it seriously. He took it very seriously. And so should we. Does it hurt? Yeah. But we have to forgive. It shouldn't be like a boomerang. Forgiveness shouldn't be like, oh, you know what? I forgive you. And then all of a sudden, here it comes. And then we catch it. It's a day by day, minute by minute, second by second. It may come right back. But guess what? When you throw that boomerang, you cast it out there, if you move, if you run, it ain't going to come back to you. It may land right there where it's supposed to be, where you once was, but maybe you grow. Maybe you walk. Is it a slow process? Absolutely. But sometimes for us to forgive or to forget, we have to empty our ammunition shed. That's a challenge for us this morning. But the challenge is that we have to go through sometimes our hurts, our past hurts, our bitterness. Even though you may want to move forward, you may have one step on forgiving, forgetting, and one step on the brakes. And so you're just kind of like, oh, I'm over here one day, over here one day. But in order for us to be free from our hurts and to let go, we got to refuse to entertain our old pain. But yeah, but that's easy to say when it's happening to me every single day. Minute by minute, day by day, second by second. I told Jane I wasn't going to cry. Because she asked me, and I said, no, I ain't going to cry today. But the energy that it takes to hang on to past is holding you back from your new life. I held on for so long, and it kept me from a new. And let me tell you, that new is so much better than that old. But people that struggle with this, they go through this process, and once you're challenged by God's love and you sort through those old things, it means you open the door to your ammunition shed and you pull out all that. The only way that you're able to disarm that pain, that anger, that hurt, is to give it to God. And sometimes that means walking away in obedience. It means letting go. Because you know what? Only He can change them. Not you. Not a circumstance. Only He can do that. And we have to realize that God's love is enough to help you deal with your pain, deal with your past, deal with your bitterness, deal with your unforgiveness. And God's love is enough to deal with them. Who are we to give conditions on His love? We can't do that. Because when we do, we take the power away from Him and try to put it on ourselves. And then we end up failing and feeling like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And we end up trying to do things on our own power. And it's not going to work. Who is the miserable person? Not the person who's doing all this, but it's you. Because you feel like, well, if I do this, I can change them. If I do that, I can change them. Well, what am I going to do today to make their life better? What are they going to do to make their life better? Sometimes you got to give them to God and you got to walk away. We were talking the other night to some very wonderful friends of ours, and we were talking about Jesus and His ability to forgive and then just walk away. He forgave. He told them what they needed to do, and then He went on with His life. He had a ministry. He had a higher plan. He was worried about that person in that moment, but He gave them what they needed. And then He said, you know what? You have God. I got other people to see. I got other things to do. He didn't just leave them high and dry, but He gave them exactly what they needed and trusted that they would take care of it. He wasn't a doormat. And He doesn't expect you to be a doormat, but He does expect you to forgive and forget and move on day by day, minute by minute, millisecond by millisecond sometimes. we have to let go of things, and then we have to grab on to the promises that he has given us, which is, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you a hope and a future. That's in Jeremiah. And sometimes if you have to quote that 150 times a day, quote it. But Jesus taught us to love, forgive out of love, and how to forget out of humility. And Mother Teresa said, so let's examine our hearts and see if there's any unforgiven hurt or any unforgotten bitterness. What wisdom is that? She was a smart lady. The beautiful thing is that it's by his power, not ours. God will enable us to do this, and he'll heal your wounds, and he will give you a forgiving heart. And he'll help you sort through those things. Is it easy? No. Is it painful? Sometimes. But we have to do it in order to maintain who we are and to move forward in him into a new life. And if we don't, are we effective? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Only God can make miracles out of messes. And sometimes people we deal with are a mess. It's nothing that we've done, but sometimes we have to suffer through it with them. Whenever you have to forgive and forget and move on, not loving them through Christ, but saying, you know what, you need to stand on your own 2 feet. Am I here to help you? Absolutely. Am I here to punish myself through your process? No. No, I'm not. I don't know how to end this. So if you need prayer, just as Deb starts to play, then feel free. Know that we love you and we are here for you. And we want you to know that God loves you right where you are.